This is Passport to Texas. Some people will always be afraid of bats, no matter what.
A lot of people fear bats because of so many myths and superstitions associated with them.
Meg Goodman is a bat biologist. She says bats will not intentionally entangle themselves in your hair or do any of the other bad bat behavior for which they receive some blame.
We do a lot of work to get the message across that bats are actually very, very beneficial for us, and they're very gentle creatures and very interesting to learn about and learn from.
Good news for bats is that people are slowly beginning to appreciate them. In fact, certain bats, such as the Mexican freetail that winters in Mexico and summers right here in Texas, have a following of fans in certain cities statewide.
The Mexican freetail bat is probably one of our most common bats in the state, and people know it because it lives in such large numbers in places such as bridges and caves and makes nightly emergences that many people can come out and watch.
Tomorrow, Meg Goodman returns to talk about how bats can save farmers money on pest control.
The Mexican freetail bat in particular is really valuable for agricultural purposes.
That's our show for today. We record our series at the Blockhouse Studios in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series, and it funds conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.